I'm Mike Hogan with part three of the live and local interview with OPS Superintendent Dr. Cheryl Logan.
Is there any fear of an increase in racial tension in the schools, specifically between students who they may not follow the news every day, but they certainly come from families that may, just from osmosis, you're going to pick things up? Do you have any fear of that type of activity increasing in the school?
Well, I feel that, you know, in the Omaha Public Schools, we're doing some things to make sure that we are addressing these things in a timely fashion. Mr. Thomas, who is our Director of Diversity and Inclusion and Equity, is meeting with groups of students. And one of the reasons that we're using a prototype model so that those can be replicated in schools with school guidance counselors or others in schools leading the conversations. And students have reached out to me to speak with me about that. I think they want to know my personal feelings, and they also want to share where they are. And I know it's something that we, you know, have a plan to address as we return to school, and not just with students, but with staff as well. I heard from as many staff about how they were feeling, how they are processing their world in a very charged time period. I think that that's something that we can anticipate, and we have some really good school-based leaders, and not necessarily people in traditional leadership roles or what we would call traditional leadership roles, but people who are demonstrating leadership and taking the initiative to lead conversations in their schools. And I think that that is a good thing.
Has there been time yet to assess how the current COVID crisis will impact the benchmarks and the metrics of the strategic plan of action? Any results on that yet, or are you not there yet?
Well, I think a couple of things. I think, one, the pandemic has surfaced some things that probably needed to be a part of the strategic plan. And obviously, the pandemic really highlighting equity, not just here in Omaha, but around the world in terms of a lot of different things, not just education, but health and some other things. And we actually were talking about that this morning, and we're going to give the board an update in September where some things that we need. Some things were accelerated. One-to-one technology was certainly accelerated very quickly, and the strategic plan needs to include the opportunity and the resources to make sure that we are refreshing, you know, that, I mean, a huge purchase all at one time. So there are many things that we have looked at and thought about. We are seeing the need for more parent engagement. And we have an office of parent engagement, but we likely very much need to raise the profile of that office and give it the resources that it needs to be more effective in terms of the ways that parents are experiencing our school district. And there is an intersection there with equity there. So many things have been raised, and we look forward to, first, having an opportunity to really kind of dive into some things that have been surfaced, and then also to start making some adjustments to a very dynamic plan that will likely have to iterate 3 or 4 times, even over the next year, based on the things that we need to react to.
All the more reinforcing, it was great to take the time that you took to make a dynamic plan versus something carved in granite, if you will. You mentioned the one-to-one technology initiative. Is there any update yet on where we are regarding the distribution of those tools, that kind of timeline?
Well, we'll tell you, they've started to arrive, and they're arriving. They're a little bit ahead of schedule, so we gave out the schedule, and they're ahead of schedule, but you know, the road to heaven is paved with good intention. So be careful with sharing how quickly they're going to get here. But we do feel that we're well positioned to, first of all, make sure our teachers have them first. I got an email from a teacher today, wanted to find out when they were getting theirs. And it'll be soon. And I forwarded it to the person who can really give her the answer, because I don't know the exact answer. But and to make sure they get in the hands of our children as quickly as possible. And I just have to thank Brian Dunn and his team, Connie Wickham. I'm going to thank her on the air, too, because they have really done a nice job at doing some of the work and laying a really solid foundation for not just receiving the the iPads, but also making sure that there's training for our teachers, there's training for our parents, and obviously training for our students. I will say, Mike, and I hope this part gets on the air, is that I was able to be in a kindergarten classroom, this with the summer school, and remember the kindergartners received them not in person, they received them remotely, and I watched those kindergartners learn how to put themselves on camera, take themselves off of camera, mute their microphones. I watched the teacher share the screen and then read, you know, together and recite together the some of the information about things that they need to do to remember about their, because it was on a Monday, to remember, because, you know, kindergartners and all of us forget what we learned from Friday to Monday. But so, you know, there's our teachers are amazing. They just really, the teacher, she's a teacher from Liberty Elementary School, which is one of my favorite. All of them are my favorites, but today it's my favorite. But I'm always amazed at what young people can do. They can do whatever we think they can do and whatever they think they can do.
So. And then maybe just a little bit more to surprise us too,
yes,
right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Join us tomorrow at 7:45 a.m. and 3:45 p.m. for part four of the five-part conversation with Superintendent of Omaha Public Schools, Dr. Cheryl Logan, here on 91.5 FM or on the web at kios.org.